Like to call the meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District to order, and I would like you to join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Steele.
No.
Moving on to public comment. Is there any public comment?
Thank you, recorded.
Public comment?
No, I just have my same.
You got your public comment then?
Yeah, there's no sense getting up. I just have my same issues.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see, item C, consent calendar.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
It's approved. Area agency reports. Supervisor Burgess's office is not here. Sheriff's office. Lieutenant?
Good evening, everyone. Steve Orlew with the Sheriff's Office. Last month, or month of November, we had 8 burglaries from a vehicle. Looks like no residential burglaries, which is actually really good. We had 1 battery. Total traffic stops were 17, and for movers and non-movers were, non-movers meaning just mechanical violations, registration tabs, that kind of thing. We had 20 of those. We had 80 parking citations. We actually had 1 strong arm robbery and 5 warrant arrests. So this is actually, for us, it's a pretty productive one. News for us, Deputy Zeke Sievers is moving on to Marine Patrol effective January 22nd. I had a selection for his replacement. It'll be Deputy Allison Kachieber. She currently works in the city of Orinda, so she has a traffic background, so citizens here will be happy with that aspect of things. Aside from that, do you have any questions for me? Anything?
Questions?
Of course.
Who's moving out of the Marine group?
Lance Walls.
Oh, okay.
And he's coming back to County Patrol.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Good, thank you.
CHP report.
Officer Thomas. Can you text this? I will. I texted him.
Hello, Board.
Officer Thomas will have to go punch that stuff.
The activity we had out here for last month, we had 4 DUI arrests, 1 arrest for stolen vehicles, 1 arrest for a warrant, 1 arrest for driving on suspended license for DUI, and 1 arrest for possession of stolen property. The citations that were issued out here for speed, we had 22 for speed, 1 for right-of-way, 2 for registration, 6 for other, 1 for stop sign, 1 equipment violation, 1 right of roadway, I'm sorry, 1 for sequels. That's here in Discovery Bay, like Bixler and all this area over here. Balfour Road and Marsh Creek Road area over here, we had 10 for speed, 1 for right-of-way, 2 for registration, and 3 other, like cell phones, stuff like that. And then if you just for information, over here, kind of Byron area, we had 32 for speed, 3 for reg, 9 for miscellaneous others, such as cell phones, 2 for wrong side of the roadway, 1 stop sign, and 2 equipment violations. That's what we had out here. So, you guys have any questions or any concerns you want me to?
Do you have a kind of a ballpark on the number of hours you're spending in the Discovery Bay area? Your shift?
Myself personally?
And other shifts.
Other shifts? Like today I was out here predominantly myself. Officer Parks came out here. I think he was out here for about an hour today. The A shift, I have no idea who was working A shift. I can probably say no on that. I would say, just a guesstimate, like myself, I'm probably, I would, maybe 15 hours a week, I would say I'm out here in Sturdy Bay. The other units, you could probably take them and say 5.
Sure.
One way.
Okay.
That's what I'd say a week.
80 hours a month.
80 hours. Yeah, overall, yeah. And then, you know, during the holiday season varies, like the week of Thanksgiving, I was off that week, so I know I did nothing. But, yeah, you guys have anything else?
Any other questions?
No, that's good, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Let's see. So moving on to, let's see, presentations is remove the agenda, move to business and action items regarding cancellation of the report meeting. Mr. General Manager.
Yes, when staff returns from the holiday office closure on January 2nd, 2018, the next regular board meeting will be the next day on January 3rd, 2018. This one-day interval does not allow staff enough time to post an agenda 72 hours before the meeting, and it's doubtful that much town business will generate over the holiday closure. So it's staff recommendation to cancel the January 3rd, 2018 board meeting.
Any questions? Discussion?
It makes sense. It really makes sense.
You got a motion?
I'll move.
Move. Seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. Get them quicker. Discussion of possible action regarding electronic check signature process.
I'll turn this over to our finance director, Dina.
Check signing process is cumbersome, and depending on the number of invoices you have from every 2 weeks for the board meeting, the process could take 2 board members anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes to review and sign the checks. So therefore, staff has noticed that, and we took a little bit of an action to look at an e-check signing, so automatic check signing. And so what that means is, in the staff report, it kind of outlines how this process is going to work. The 5 board members will still approve the RFAs at every board meeting. 2 board members will review this check register, and what I gave you is going to be the check register. Along with the check register, we will be giving you the check stubs. So I didn't provide those to you tonight, but you will be having a check register, signature lines for 2 board members to sign this check register. The associated check stubs will be with it. And then that signed copy will go back to the office, where we'll have to review it again and then send out the checks for payment. Okay. Along with this process, staff has put in place measures to protect the district. I will not be detailing these measures publicly as to protect the district, but I would gladly discuss any of these measures with any board member privately if you'd like to come into the office. So. I know there's concerns for,
There are security
concerns. Yeah, security concerns. But we did, I worked with auditors, I worked with internal staff, and we brainstormed every which way this could go wrong, and we put those measures in place within the staff so that that can happen.
Okay, so in other words, the board will approve the checks as we've always done it.
That's
but we won't get carpal tunnel signing each and every check that this computer has.
That is correct. So instead of just signing each check, you will have the check register. You'll put your 2 signatures on that. Review the check stuff will be there. And then that will go back to staff. And then from there, we'll review it again, and then we'll send out the papers.
Any questions?
Yes. No, just a thank you, because by the time I sign the last check here, I can't recognize my own signature. So this is a streamlined program.
Yeah, is there any additional cost for software and things like that?
No, our financial suite had it embedded in, so we were able to set that up. We will be starting this in January, so we won't be starting it now, but we'd like to start it at the beginning of the year, and that's when we'll start it if approved tonight. But no, Castell had it in there. The 2 signatures on the checks will be the president and the vice president. Those are the 2 selected. So those will change as, board members and president and vice president changes.
Does this help staff in as far as processing time or anything? Does it add a burden to you?
It does not add a burden, but it doesn't alleviate anything on our part either.
Knowing that you thoroughly process the security measures needed for something like this, we will trust staff and management to make sure it happens.
Any questions? Is there a motion?
I move staff recommendation.
Second?
I'll second.
Motion second. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Next item, discussion and possible action regarding annual board workshop for 2018. Mr. General Manager.
Yes, each year the board holds an interactive workshop with staff. Last year, the two-hour workshop was held during evening hours on Thursday. In your packet, staff has provided reference calendars for February and March 2018. Staff noted that Thursday, March 1st, fell on a date that was a week free of other meetings. And if this date works for the board, staff recommends a time of 4 p.m. Of course, staff is open to other dates and times as may be more preferable to the board.
Any discussion? Any problem with that date?
What's the date?
I took a look.
Thursday, March 1st.
March 1st.
Yeah, works out my calendar.
Okay.
Let me just figure out how to use the calendar. February, March.
March 1.
Yeah, I get nothing.
Okay. Without objection, we will have that meeting on Thursday, March 1st.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Solid recommendation. Next, discussion and possible action regarding agency comment request upgrades to existing McDonald's.
Yes, McDonald's at Sandy Cove Shopping Center is seeking to make interior and exterior upgrades to their existing building. The plans have been included in your board packet. Contra Costa County has supplied a comment form for any comments that the board would like to submit concerning the proposed project. Staff has reviewed the plans, and it appears that the exterior building color and roof line would contrast with the existing buildings in the shopping center. However, staff has no significant concerns with the project. So essentially, we're seeking, if you guys have something we want to put down, we will.
Okay. Any board member comments regarding the proposal?
I have no objection to it. If the management of that company wants to upgrade their facility, I think it's great.
They ought to supersize it, though. My only concern is this, is that when that shopping center was built, there were guidelines and restrictions put on colors, roof type, all that kind of stuff by the county at the time. For aesthetic value, to keep it all looking somewhat. I don't know what you mean by changes in color and stuff. I mean, I don't want something bright yellow there with red arches on it in the middle of our shopping center.
There's a picture in there, right here.
I'm looking for it.
It's a brown, kind of a brownish building.
Oh, yeah, I don't follow that. Thank you for clarification. I'm good.
But I tend to agree with Kevin. I don't see anything that's really ridiculous, but in some of the upscale homes, and I'm not saying Discovery Bay is arisen, there are McDonald's communities, I mean. There are McDonald's, and they blend. And the only thing I don't want to see, the color is very, very quiet, is to not have this stand out. You know.
Well, it looks to me like they're carrying on some of the construction. I mean, the style that's already there based on these drawings of these cupolas and stuff, because that's already over there. I would just recommend, it would be my wish that we would recommend to the county that they look at how they set up the original, you know, that it falls into the guidelines that they originally set up for that shopping center, that's all. Put it back on them, because they're the ones who put the guidelines together. Actually, it was Catholic Conservatives that put the guidelines together.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that. I would, of course, you assume something. I would assume that county has already done that.
Well, you would hope, but
yeah.
To point it out, it can't hurt, right?
So I gather the sense of the board is that we have no other comment other than the request that the county review their prior guidelines to make sure this is in conformance with the prior guidelines on color and structure and so forth.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Do we need a motion?
Do I make a motion?
Yeah, so moved as stated.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any other further discussion? No public comment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of notice of completion for truck number 2 flotation project.
And that was supposed to be presented by our wastewater engineer, Gregory Harris, who does not appear to be in the audience.
Is there any issue with the completion that anybody's aware of?
No, as far as I know, everything's running well. Everything's running well. We did have a couple of warranty items. They have been arrived this week. There are actually some motors, mixing motors, and they should be put in this week, I believe. And that's about it. Anything else?
Well, it came in under budget.
It's under budget.
It's under budget by $200,000.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as Bernie's happy, then I am.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's in address.
Okay. And it looks like we're under budget by $120,000 or so.
Yeah. 67.
I can approve that.
Yeah. All right. We have a motion.
We move staff recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion approved. Let's see. Manager report by committee. Directors reports. Standing committee reports.
Where's this coming up?
Yeah, we did have a water wastewater meeting on November 16th. With discussion, we're in the process of determining whether to block a bid or issue a contract of some sort for a new operations manual for the plant. It needs to be updated. It's a fairly sizable project. We're going to get an update. Our meeting is tomorrow, I believe. We'll get an update from staff. We asked them to do a couple things to look into. Is the numbers that we received reasonable? Is a different way to go about it? The other was there was a request to take a look at replacing a water line from approximately the steakhouse down to Furwood. So we asked staff to start to initiate and get some numbers for a CIP project for that.
And the reports. I attended the East County Water Management Association Governing Board meeting November 30th. There is a state grant that the group is going to get regarding the groundwater management, and it looked like there was a $700,000 grant, and it may offset $40,000 worth of our effort, which would be good. Also, there's some grants coming up with regard to the Integrated Regional Water Management Plan, and we'll hopefully see some money from that grant coming through in the upcoming months. Any other reports? General manager report.
No report.
Correspondence from East County Fire there. Any future agenda items?
I think I would like to send to the community center, or what's the committee that handles the community center building itself?
So Park and Rec.
Park and Rec. I would like to see Park and Rec look at doing something about lighting out in front of this place. It's so dark out there, and we have women coming from class that are coming out here in the dark, and I just think we need to address the lighting issue out in front of the community center. But I'd like to send that to committee, not to the board, but just.
Okay. So noted for the next Park and Recreation Committee meeting. I would have a request from the board too. I served as the secretary on the East County Water Management Association meeting, and I got there as the board president. So if you want me to continue, we would have to kind of change our procedure on committee assignments for the East County Water Management Agency to make that like any other committee that we all offer our services for. So I'd like your consideration that maybe put on the agenda for the next board meeting, and we can decide as a board what we'd like to do.
If I recall, you're an officer on that.
I am. I am the secretary of the association.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was a little puzzled by that, because can you still be an officer and not be?
There's nothing in the bylaws of East County Water Management Agency that says president and vice president. They don't.
No. Is there anything that if we didn't change our rules, can you still be the secretary over there?
The president and vice president, according to our rules, are the representatives. So I would not be a representative. It would be next year. It would be you or Bill.
Right. Which is where we've had it set up.
Yeah. So if you can think of the Thursday afternoon meeting.
Okay. Well, we can put on the agenda.
Put on the agenda. We can chat about it.
Okay.
Any other future agenda items? One for you. We have a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
It's been moved.
Second.
And seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.